Welcome to the Shift series with me, Kemi Nekfapil. I am a credentialed executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. I work with female leaders and entrepreneurs from all over the world. And as a coach, it is my role to support my clients to move from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is my commitment to giving all women access to the power of coaching. There are no top tips, no formulas, no advice. What you will find here is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with personal storytelling and real-life situations, to empower you to dig into your internal resources and take action to move you forward. Please note, as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality agreement. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. So let's begin. Today's episode explores dreams. In the depths of your being, what do you dream of? In today's episode, I'm going to share with you the realization of a dream of mine, one I never knew I was allowed to have. We so often discount our dreams before we have even begun. So let me share this dream with you. And as I share the dream, I invite you to think about the dreams that you have edited, discounted, or let go of. Maybe there's still time. In 2015, my husband and I took our children out of school and travelled around Australia for 387 days with a caravan and a beast of a four-wheel drive. On our return, I knew that the city was not where I wanted to be forever. After being in rural Australia for over a year, volunteering on organic farms, days and days of hiking and camping under the stars, I knew I wanted something else. I grew up in Kent, which is known as England's country garden. I grew up playing in and around farms and paddocks. I told my husband that I wanted to move to the country when our children had finished school, that I deeply needed for our forever home to be in a place of quiet and green. So whenever we went away for country trips, we would start looking at properties in the local area and maybe even view a place or two. But I was finding myself getting emotionally attached to some of these places, and that was not good. So we decided not to look at any places for a few more years yet. But one thing I knew that I could do. As a coach and someone who believes in writing down what we want in life, I suggested to my husband that we write down the aspects we really wanted in our future home. He wasn't so taken on the idea at first, but he was happy to go along. So we wrote down 16 items that were important to us in the forever home that we wanted to find. The first item on my list was that it had to be in a climate where I could grow hydrangeas. Hydrangeas are my favourite flower. The plan was that we would wait until our youngest had left school and then we would start looking. But sometimes one's husband goes against the agreement and starts looking at properties anyway. And then plans change when you are presented with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. On November the 16th, 2020, we bought our forever home, a farm in Victoria, Australia. It's an owner-builder home based on a French farmhouse surrounded by roughly 1 acre of English country garden and European trees, and acres of stunning Aussie bushland and paddocks. For over 50 years, the previous owner created a garden that would make anybody swoon, and it is a privilege to build on what she has created. The first plant I added, a white hydrangea. Our farm ticked 14 of the 16 items on our list. And to be honest, it totally exceeds anything we dreamed of for ourselves, our family and our communities. We both knew this property was not just for us and our children, but for our extended family and the communities we are a part of and the communities we want to create. and we have been on a steep learning curve. In the first few months, we attended our first bushfire preparation meeting. We learned about hay. There's a lot to learn about hay, I've noticed, I've learned. What to do when a huge kangaroo dies on your property. Drag it up to the back paddock and leave it there. We've learned how to navigate power outages, how to love wombats for their cuteness, and also to hate wombats for what they do to your garden. We knew it would be hard work to maintain such a property, and the rewards have exceeded anything that we could hope for. We now have a few years to understand the land and continue our learning and practicing of regenerative farming, including indigenous methods, biodynamics, organics, and permaculture practices. We are committed to preserving the bush and regenerating the land with conscious stewardship. We have no idea what we are doing. We are making it up as we go along. And I have another dream. The reason I wanted to find a climate where I could grow hydrangeas is because I am stepping into the dream of becoming an organic microflower farmer. It is one of the ways I want to contribute to the world, to grow beauty and share it with others. What I have found as a coach and in my own personal experience is that we have been led to believe that we need to know how to do something before we start, that we need to have all aspects of the dream mapped out before we begin. The tragedy of this is that most people don't begin at all. They never feel that they are enough, that they have enough, that they know enough to begin. And the impact of this is that we never experience the profound joy of striving for and manifesting our dreams. It doesn't mean that you won't have to deal with an internal voice around what you are allowed to have in exactly the same way that I have had to deal with that internal voice. I have had to look at my own self-sabotage patterns in the same way that I explore and guide my clients through their self-sabotage patterns. I was not a dreamer as a child. There was no space for dreaming. So I take my dreams, my family's dreams, my friends' dreams, and my clients' dreams very seriously. I invite you to allow yourself to dream. Do not take your dreams away from yourself before you have even begun. Because dreams do come true. And now it is over to you. In the depth of your being, what do you dream of? What is getting in the way of you realizing this dream? Are you procrastinating? If so, why? Are you fearful? If so, why? Are you telling yourself that you are not worthy, that you are not enough, that you are not smart enough? What one action can you take today that will cause you to shift forward towards owning your dream? Not what one action might you take or try to take if you have the time, but what one action will you take today? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Gloria Steinem, without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. If today's episode has given you the chance to see things differently, the opportunity to reflect or take action, please give a 5-star review on iTunes so the podcast is able to reach more women around the world. I have a question for you. What is your relationship to power? Power, A Woman's Guide to Living and Leading Without Apology, is my new book published with Penguin Random House and will be released into the world on March the 1st, 2022. Based on the 5 power principles of presence, ownership, wisdom, equality, and responsibility. Power blends inspiring stories with reflective coaching practices, providing the tools to navigate the challenges that impact who we are, from discrimination and burnout to trauma and self-doubt. Shift your thinking about what power is and who gets to have it, so that you can live and lead without apology. Pre-order your copy now from the places that you buy books. Here's to living and leading without apology.